With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Okay, let's talk about the big O, listeners. Obesity. 4 in 10 Americans struggle with it, so there should be no shame in the weight game. RO Row provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Row Body Program members have support throughout the process. Row helps handle all of the insurance paperwork to help get the medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up from the comfort of your own home. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
Hi and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
That's right. Summertime.
Summertime. Real quick, if you guys have not subscribed yet to our channel, please scroll down, you know, on your podcast and push subscribe so you will always get us. And in the middle of this episode, you won't have to try to find what episode you're listening to because that just happened to me today.
It's
not on ours. But I was listening to a podcast I never listened to before. And I went back and I could not freaking find it.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah. So don't let that happen to you today.
Okay. PSA.
Yeah, you know. So how's it going?
It's going pretty good at the current moment because, you know, I had an errand to run in Orange County in the land of Mission Viejo. And what that means to me is that is the only place where there is a Sonic drive-through close to me.
Okay.
Right? Like in other parts of the country, I know there's Sonics are real common, but we don't like, I think that's like the only one in Orange County.
I didn't even know they were in California.
There is one. So took my kids there, got them ice cream cones. And you know what I got for myself? Big old bag of Sonic ice.
Oh. Did you get an iced tea with that Sonic ice?
No, I did not.
Oh, you got to get the iced tea is so good.
The iced tea is good, right?
So, you know what people drink out here at? They love this Sonic red drink.
Mm.
I don't even know what it's called, but it's like
a
soda, but it's red. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Well, they had like a Red Bull slushy. I saw the sign for.
I feel like you would like that.
Yeah, I would, but I couldn't tell if it was sugar-free, you know?
It's definitely not.
Yeah, so I didn't go for it.
Yeah, I always see all these people drinking that red drink, and I just think it probably is full of at least 35 grams of sugar, so.
So no can-do barbecue?
No, unless they have a diet version.
Well, I'm real excited about my weekend because I just upped my ranch water game. You know, I've been taking it very seriously. Also, there's like a Topo Chico. Word got out that Topo Chico is where it's at. So there's like a shortage.
A shortage?
I can't get it at Costco. The grocery stores are always sold out. I just found some on Amazon Fresh and had it delivered to my house.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And you know, I'm squeezing all the fresh limes ahead of time. Now I got the good ice. Things are looking up.
Yeah, I had one last night. It was delicious. So I went to this restaurant in Dallas called The Mexican.
Okay.
And it's so cute. The decor is amazing. It's one of those like fancy Mexican food places. You know, it was delicious, but
upscale, like Javier's.
Yes. Except for Javier still has the enchilada rice and beans.
Oh yeah. It's so good.
This has some fancy thing they call something similar to fajita. Comes with maybe like 3 slices of bell pepper and 4 jumbo shrimp sitting on top. Really lovely. Placed.
Oh, okay. Pretty. I see what you're saying. So presentation is like stacked.
Yes.
Probably have the sauces decorating the plate nicely.
That's exactly right. It was very good, but yeah, shishi. Fancy shishi. Mexican
okay.
food.
Okay.
Not like my, where did I go that one time when I broke down? That was like legit.
Yeah, that's good.
Rubertino's or something.
Yeah, don't forget that name. You got to go back.
I got to go back. I need to look it up what it was called, but it had an interesting name. And I am just getting ready, you know, for our trip. And the kids had camps this week, which I did not do a very good job. I thought I was doing a really good job. I'm like, they're all 3 in camp. That's going to be so great. Except for the drop-off and pickup times were all hours of the day.
Yeah.
So I have felt like a taxi.
Right.
And have not been able to get what I actually need to get done. So that's been a little bit of a bummer. But I'm recording with you now, and that's lovely.
Well, yeah. Things have been a little hectic with the children home. Harder to get all my stuff done. Thankfully, I can drag them to the gym that occupies their time. But you know what I've been doing is every night I take them to the pool or the beach, and we have dinner at the pool or the beach.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. And then it's nice.
And then your house stays clean.
Not really. I mean, they get very sandy at the beach. I mean, right. They stay in the water late. Anyways, I had a romantic moment there because I thought of you. Because, you know, we saw a turtle. Which is like seeing a sea turtle in the ocean in California is very rare, people. It's not common at all.
Doesn't happen. Ever.
Doesn't happen. And Tab and I saw a sea turtle together in the ocean. I lost my damn sunglasses at the moment.
She was so excited.
Yes. And I went to that same beach and there was a turtle.
The same turtle. I'm sure of it.
I'm sure Gretchen. Of it. So yeah. You're coming out soon. So we got to go to that beach.
Yes, I can't wait. Well, that is fun news. You're on the mic this week. Do you know that?
Oh, my gosh. You ready? Mm-hmm.
Guys, we actually, real quick, had a different episode that we were going to play for you right now. However, Gretchy,
it was a little extra.
It's a lot extra.
It's a lot extra. Involves some nymphomania, the sexy stuff.
Real.
So we thought maybe we ought to just put it on our Patreon for those listeners, because it might be a little too explicit for the regular jam.
Yeah. So if you want to hear the bonus Nympho episode, which is real good, think of it like the Naked Zumba-ish, head to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. But for today's episode, Gretchen did a real good job. I liked this one just as well too, Gretchen Poo. So let's get to it.
Today's case is one from Down Under.
Oh.
I found it real interesting because it has some similarities to a case that occupied too much space in my head, like many people, for multiple weeks. I, of course, am speaking of Amber Heard versus Johnny Depp. And I think I found the Aussie version, or at least another woman who invoked the same kind of contempt people have for Amber. Her name is Arabella Del Busso.
She's gone by some Arabella.
Oh, yeah. Well, she picked it. She's gone by some other versions of that name over the course of her life, but that's the one that is printed the most. So that's the one I'm going to go with.
Okay. It is one of those names where I'm like, wow, actually, my kids went to school with an Arabella. That's why I think that. But you never hear it.
No, it's always like Isabella, right? Or just right. Bella. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Annabelle, something like
that. Yeah, something like that, right? Okay, well, like Tab and I were discussing, Arabella is hot. There is no two ways about it. She is stunning, actually, and it's no surprise that she found work as a lingerie model. She has a very, like, sultry look with her piles of long brown extensions always blown out to perfection. And she's got, like, a real good, you know, like, fuck me smize. And she totally rocks that hot underboob look. That's, like, her trademark. She also has a bunch of tattoos on her legs, which I don't always like, but they look hot on Arabella.
That's because her legs are so toned. So it's like the problem with these young ladies who are in their 20s that get tattoos in places that tend to get a little dimply and wrinkly and saggy at times, like that stuff doesn't stay so pretty.
Yeah.
Tattoos, right? I mean, you know.
Right, sure. Agreed. You can imagine a hot tamale like Arabella does not have any trouble finding a date. She can just slip into basically any man's DMs, and chances are they will drop anything for a chance with her. And that is exactly what happened with her and a rugby player named Josh Reynolds. So I don't know anything about rugby, I mean, except it's hot, right? I mean, I just think rugby is hot probably because most rugby players have accents. You know,
and they have a good bodies.
I like that. Yeah. Rugby sounds like rugged, which is hot, right?
Yes.
Anyways, apparently it's a bigger deal in other countries. Okay.
That's true.
So Arabella DMs Josh and they went out and brown chicka brown cow, right?
Okay.
They had a one night stand, which that's not that surprising, right? I mean, what are you going to get out of a professional athlete when you slide into his DMs?
What I have noticed, we didn't grow up in this era.
Yeah, true. We're so old.
I have noticed just by talking to people that are younger, this is not uncommon. And it's not uncommon that these guys, which you think you would slip into their DMs and they would not, you know, they're like getting, you know, thousands of these girls throwing themselves at them. But it seems like people get some action.
Yeah, I think that's all they get. I think it's like the equivalent of, you know, it's always a booty call.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're not going to commit when they could get the milk for free.
That's
so
true.
I mean, and you know, that's just the way it is. Although I put out right away and it turned into relationships for me multiple times. Just saying. I never followed any of those like rules, like you got to wait 5 dates or something.
But it wasn't a marriage right away. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like for Jeremiah, you actually held out. You were like, I'm not dating that guy.
I held out one night because we didn't
maybe
have a
condom. One night from when
the first night we hooked up, we didn't have a condom. And the next night we did.
DMI.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm, well, you know, whatever. Right. But I think there's something too, if you're always putting out like saucy pictures of yourself, I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying I don't think guys tend to see you as somebody that they maybe want to marry. They see you as someone they want to bone.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So they bone. Josh goes his way. He probably bragged to his rugby buddies about the hot Instagram model he banged and never thought he would see her again. I don't know what he did. Who knows, right? But I don't think Josh was thinking that this one night stand was going to lead to anything more serious with Arabella. That is until she called about a month later and told him she was pregnant with twins.
Twins.
Twins. After getting over the initial shock, he thought, what the hell? I wanted kids someday, but I owe it to this woman and myself to give it a shot, being a family.
Oh, you know, I always see those things kind of work out, you know?
Yeah. It's like
they get married, have more kids, last 35 years.
Listen, she comes off very sweet and she's beautiful. Really? He's like, what the hell? Might as well. She was a good lay. Let's make it work. Okay.
Right.
So Josh and Arabella got together and everyone was happy for them. They had a gender reveal party that was rugby themed and they shot off, you know, the two blue confetti things. They were having twin boys. It's perfect. Right. Mm-hmm. So while things were on the fast track to getting super serious with Josh and Arabella, there were a couple of red flags. Josh really wanted to go with his future baby mama to an obstetrician appointment, but there was always a reason why he couldn't go with her, according to Arabella. Lots of like scheduling conflicts. That's at least what she was telling Josh. The thing was, Arabella was seeing the doctor in 2018, so why not bring Josh along? Mm-hmm. Well, that's because the reason she was seeing the doctor was because she was getting her eggs retrieved for donation and not because she was pregnant at all. She never was. Okay. So obviously the pregnancy lie is only one you can pull off for so long.
Yes.
Right?
In my body, it's about not even 12 weeks.
Right?
My stomach gets big.
Yeah. Imagine with twins. Okay. Well, she pulled it off with Josh when he believed she was 19 weeks pregnant. She announced that she had miscarried the twins. Okay. Side note, I think she really did donate her eggs during that time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, spoiler alert, she's peanuts, butter, and jelly. And remember who else donated their eggs?
Sherry Papini.
That's right, Sherry Papini. So I think based on these two women, there is a connection between cuckoos and egg donation.
So are you telling everybody?
I'm just saying, do your research, okay? It's very unfortunate for all those fertility challenged folks out there who need their eggs. I'm just saying, Sherry, also very attractive. Maybe do a little more background into like mental health before you adopt those eggs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good advice.
Okay. Also, 19 weeks is very far along.
Yeah.
That's like
very
halfway cooked your baby, right? You only go to 40.
I think that you also, at that point, it's not just a miscarry. You have to go and get a procedure and all that.
Yes. That is what I was going to say. I am not a doctor, but I do have experience with both miscarriage and being pregnant with twins. And I cannot imagine miscarrying at 19 weeks without being admitted to the hospital.
Yeah. I think you have to.
Yeah. And I also can't imagine people believing you were 19 weeks pregnant with twins and not being as big as a house.
True.
Okay. But, you know, I think she was mostly just around Josh and guys. And I don't know. Guys don't always know. Right?
Right.
So at this point, Josh was like super emotionally invested in his relationship and future with Arabella. And he didn't question the circumstances. He was just devastated by the loss. So after the miscarriage, he took her on vacation, or as they say, down under, holiday. After the holiday, guess what? Arabella claimed to be with child again.
Pregnant again?
Again. But this time she told Josh that she had miscarried before she even had the chance to see the doctor. Also, after you like have a major miscarriage, you can't have sex for like 6 weeks.
Right.
So, but whatever. Guys don't know this shit. But, you know, what do you know? After that miscarriage, a short time later, she claimed to be pregnant for the third time in 6 months. And this time she produced evidence that she really was in the form of a ultrasound picture. So Josh took the pic to the locker room, you know, to show it off to his buddies or mates. And they schooled him on the fact that those pictures they print out for you that come from the doctor, they have like the name of the mother, the date.
Yes.
What you're showing us is like looking real generic. Like she might have just pulled it off the interweb or something, Josh. So he began to question her about it, but he was cut off by her because she was devastated. She had just received news that her mother had died.
This girl is a real piece of work.
Oh, she's got a lot of problems. Yeah. So Josh backed off the questioning and sympathized with her. The thing about that was, of course, her mother is very much alive. Although she hasn't spoken to Arabella since she left home at 18. Arabella has an explanation for this. She says, well, okay, it wasn't my biological mother that I had lost. It was some other woman who was like a mother to me. What does it matter?
Mm-hmm. We know somebody like that.
Yeah. So it was a woman named Maria. That's all she'll say about that. But she never, you know, clarified that information with Josh. So he doesn't know what's up. And he doesn't know what's up with the ultrasound pic, but he still thinks she's pregnant and her mom just passed. Then he receives a text from a woman that he never met that claimed to be Arabella's aunt. The text explained that Arabella was out thousands of dollars because of the funeral and needing to fly the body for whatever reason to Italy. So could you please send her a couple of grand to help her out? Well, Arabella does have an aunt with the same name that was on the text, but Auntie says she never texted Josh. And the number the text came from was from a phone that has now been disconnected.
Okay.
But again, Josh doesn't know that at the time.
Is Josh like...
He's a sucker.
Screw loose?
No. He was emotional.
Okay.
Okay. He gave her around $7,000 to help with funeral expenses, etc. And so she bounced. She went to Italy. And she stayed there for about 5 weeks. While she was there, she sent videos of her growing baby bump of, you know, the twins. I sent you a picture of that. It does look like, I mean, I don't know how she did it. It's pretty good. I mean, I sort of know how she did it, but she did a really good job.
How did she do it? Did she put a fake baby bump on there?
She didn't put a fake baby bump, but it's combination to some drugs she was taking and maybe a little Photoshop.
Okay.
Okay. So she comes back home and she appears pregnant. She does have a swollen abdomen and everything. So everything is like pretty much fine with her and Josh until one night there was an altercation of sorts. According to Josh, he was just naked in the bathroom and she barged in. She says she didn't exactly barge in, but whatever. He says she did. Mm-hmm. He says he was holding his phone in front of him and he was just naked ordering food, you know, like you do. And he has the receipt from the food delivery that night at that exact moment. But Arabella says the phone was by his man, Junk, and it was sus. So she grabbed his phone and ran away with it to see what was on his phone. Well, he followed her into the bedroom and started yelling at her for barging into the bathroom and treating him like a fucking criminal. That's what he yells at her, okay?
Okay.
So she videoed his rant for 28 seconds of him like, what the fuck is wrong with you, okay? And he does sound like he's losing his shit. But you never see him physically assaulting her. But right. She claims he threw her down and restrained her after she stopped taping him. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure
She's such a liar, so it's hard to believe.
Yeah, well, I just think most men are going to like yell at you if you grab their phone away from them, run away with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably
like you're accusing them of something, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So, but whatever. I mean, he was extra. I will say that. Okay. She says it was so bad, she went to the neighbors and spent the night where she felt safe. The neighbor says she did spend the night and she did say that her and Josh had argued, but she never mentioned anything physically happening that night. In fact, the neighbor says Arabella kind of like, oh, whatever, like kind of laughed off the argument that they had. So Josh vehemently denies that he ever laid a hand on her, though he concedes the video, not his best look. After that night, they made up. No big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happens next? I know what you're thinking. Miscarriage.
Well, it seems like she's having them over and over.
Okay, not this time. Instead, she opted to develop a very serial condition called placentia accreta. It's a real thing. It's when the placenta attaches too deeply to the uterine wall and it can result in complications as serious as death.
Oh.
So now Arabella was telling Josh she was going to die. He's going to have to take care of the twins. So now Josh really, really wants to talk to the doctor and hear for himself what this means for Arabella and his unborn twins.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually took him with her to a doctor's appointment. But before she was seen, she canceled the appointment and left the office. So Josh managed to still talk to the doctor who explained to him the condition that she had told both the doctor and Josh she had been diagnosed with. And he told him, like, it's extremely serious. But as for what the doctor had to say about how it was affecting her, wasn't much because he told him, I have not examined her myself. And I have not seen her medical records. That is when it finally became clear to Josh, my God, it's all been a lie.
So has he said, I have not actually ever seen her?
She had made 3 appointments with the doctor.
Yeah,
calling
but never
his office,
actually.
saying she had this condition. And they're like, you need to come in right away.
Right.
And she kept blowing it off. And that's what he told Josh, is like, this is a very serious condition. And I've never had a patient not take it seriously. She has blown off 3 appointments. Mm-hmm. So Josh didn't know how or why she lied, but he was done, right? So he asks her, move out. So Arabella went back to the neighbor's place and she told her, oh, you know, Josh kicked me out and I still have this placentia accreta situation. You know, I'm dying. So, you know, can I stay here for a minute? Do you mind if I keep my medication in your fridge? So the neighbor, of course, is like, yeah, of course, you can stay here. It's cool. But the neighbor's a little nosy, like you and me.
Yeah, so I would be like, what kind of medicine is she on?
That's right. So she notices that the address on the prescription bottle appears to be fake. So she Googled what the medication was. Okay. This just got me thinking, side note, like, what did we do before Google? I mean, like, go to the library and look shit up. Like, Google prevents so many lies. Because now we can verify everything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, so she found that the drugs in her refrigerator were for IVF, the in vitro fertilization.
Yeah.
And that is not what you take while pregnant. There is absolutely no reason. The drug was...
That does make you bloated, by the way.
Exactly. It's called Ogalatran. So women inject this during an IVF cycle to stimulate the follicles, aka eggs. And the side effect is water retention and swelling because you are overstimulating your ovaries. On purpose, right?
Yeah. Everybody I've known that's taken it gets really, it looks like they're pregnant already.
Yeah.
Just so, like the whole like body bloat.
Yeah. So mystery solved, right? That's how she had managed to appear to have
medication?
Like a baby. Well, I think she was trying to go through IVF.
Oh.
So We know how she got bloated, but what perplexes me, because clearly she doesn't have a lot of money because she's like kind of a con artist, right? Is I don't know what they have going on with the cost of fertility drugs in the land of kangaroos, but my experience is they cost a pretty penny.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but maybe they don't in places that Medicare or medical care is free.
Maybe they don't, which is amazing. But my experience, which was 9 years ago, is it was thousands of dollars.
Yes.
Every time. And you got to drive like deep into Los Angeles to go pick them up. Like it's a thing.
Yeah.
And everybody goes to the same place because it's like the cheapest place. So, I mean, I don't know what she... you know, why she was paying for them or how she was paying for them, but whatever. I just think, what's up with that? Maybe there are better deals
there. No, that's what I think. I bet you don't have to really pay for it.
Okay.
I'm not positive, but I'm just saying, like, if
maybe somebody can let us know.
Yeah.
Okay. So the neighbor friend that has taken her in, you know, she does her little Googling and she realizes she's not pregnant. There were probably some other signs that she's like, this girl is full of shit, right? She's just nuts. So she kicks her out. So now Arabella is in a pickle because it seems like no one is buying her bullshit. Some more time had passed and Josh had realized, you know, now that he's been like away from her for a little while, that he had clearly been manipulated by her for months.
Yeah.
And she's still trying to contact him. And she does. And he texted her back, "I know you were never pregnant. Stay out of my life. What you did was emotional abuse. If you contact me again, I will get the police involved."
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
Hello, listeners. Are you ready to spring into making healthy choices? Like actually going to the gym, not just putting on the gym shoes? Well, I am. And I have also been making the healthy choice to cut back on alcoholic beverages during the week. Recess mocktails make it so easy to do. These zero-proof craft mocktails are the replacement that allows you to enjoy the ritual of pouring yourself a fabulous drink at only 25 calories or less. Have that friend that alcohol tends to make a little extra chatty? Offer them a Recess mocktail at your next get-together. Be a crowd pleaser. Everyone enjoys a Recess lime margarita. It's the perfect guilt-free drink in between drinks. Our listeners can enjoy 15% off at takearecess.com/clink. So you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences. That's takearecess.com/clink.
So he just wants it to be like over.
Right.
You know, chapter closed, right? So Arabella did not contact him. She contacted the police instead and told them her version of the altercation that had happened 4 months prior that she videoed 28 seconds of. And she leaked the video. So the police arrested Josh right away.
Oh, man. And he is like, dude, I am the one that is getting abused here.
Yes. Josh said they were not interested in hearing his side of the story. And I mean, I can see that. It's pretty unbelievable. Like, they're he's like, no, she faked 3 pregnancies, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, they're like whatever, yada, yada. Right?
Yeah.
Plus, also, Arabella is really pretty. Cops believe pretty people. They just do.
They just do. I know they do.
Okay. So news of Josh's arrest and the accusations made the headlines. And it was real bad for him. Just like Johnny Depp. There's no actual footage of physical abuse, but there is footage, like there was of Johnny, of him losing his shit, like Johnny went aggro on the cabinets, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Josh goes aggro on her, and then there's a woman saying that right after this, things escalated physically. So it just, I mean, you know, it looks real bad at that moment. Yeah. And so people, of course, turn on him. Just like they did when, you know, remember Amber released that video to TMZ. We learned that during the trial. Okay, what happened next, Arabella probably hadn't counted on. men came out from all across the land to say that she has
to them?
Got to be full of shit because she fucked them over with lies in the past.
Oh.
10 men gave concrete accounts of their disturbing experiences with Arabella, dating back to 2008 when she was just 18. They say she had claimed to have brain cancer, tumors. Her mother had died twice, cervical cancer. One former flame of hers had actually sued her and won for fraud by deception when he caught on to her.
Dude, do you remember my roommate?
Yeah, let's talk about your roommate. They could be best friends.
They could be best friends. This girl that I lived with made up shit like this all the time. She had cancer all the time, too.
Yeah. People were always dying.
All of her friends and family were dying. Well, I've had two people in my life like this. Roommate when we were 20s.
Uh-huh.
She had actually the cervical cancer, but she didn't. Okay. Also, me and my boyfriend at the time that we were living with her, we had gone on vacation and she was robbed. Remember, somebody broke into our house when we were gone. And I went to the police too, because she said the police took the guy away and da da da. And I was like, well, shit, I'm like scared to live here too now. The police were like, no, never happened. Never came to your house. There was not a robbery.
Oh my God. Just yeah, I kind of forgot crazy about shit. That.
And then my live-in friend that was living with us. So she would lie to me about people dying all the time. And finally, she told me that her nephew had died of, well, first it was like he didn't die. He had to get his arm amputated. He had an infection. Then he had to get his arm amputated. And I was like, how did he get this infection? She said he ate too much pork. I was like, that's not a thing. I looked it up. It's not really a thing anymore. Not in the United States. It doesn't happen. Really, I think what was happening was this kid was using heroin, had a dirty needle, got infected, needed his arm amputated. But the teenager who was over 18 did not die and was not her nephew. And the reason I found this out, I started just being real sus about the whole thing. But anyways, I found out because I asked for the cell phone back when she was done, and she didn't delete any of her text messages. And so I read them all.
Yeah.
Found out she was stealing lip gloss from me and God knows what, and was not the nephew, did not die. So, yeah, people have a problem lying.
I know. I wish I knew more about, I mean, we just say like compulsive liar, but I mean, there's got to be like a condition.
It is. It's a, what is it? It's called, it's not called compulsive liar. It's called something.
I don't know, like pathological or something.
Pathological liar. Yes. I think people are like that and they cannot help themselves. Like it's.
I was friends with a girl who belonged when I was living in San Diego when I was like 18, and she belonged to a sorority, and she took me to her sorority house like once or twice. I mean, I don't remember even like hanging out there for very long. But my roommate, who was a guy who I'm still very good friends with, he started dating one of her sorority sisters. And the sorority sister would come around to our house and she was a real bitch to me. And he was like, what's your problem with Gretchen? You know, what's your deal? I mean, it was obvious. She's so mean to me. And she's like, well, when she was at our sorority house, all our shit went missing. And Amy, I'll just say her name. Amy said Gretchen took it. But she had a problem stealing.
Amy did.
Yeah. She and Chris was like, Gretchen didn't steal anything. Like, there's no fucking way. Like, that's not her thing, you know? And, yeah. I mean, but she had done, like, talking to other people who knew her, because she was from Ventura, too, that, like, that's her jam. She always lies about stuff, and she always steals.
Yeah, there are people that are kleptomaniacs also.
Oh, my God. Another one is, okay, so I had a roommate who stole from me. I mean, she was, I don't want to say too much about who she is, but basically what is funny is that this chick who had stolen from me moved in with somebody else, stole from them, did a bunch of other shit. And so what my friend Phil did in Ventura was he made bumper stickers with her first and last name and put them all over town.
Oh,
so-and-so is a liar. And they were in every bar bathroom all over this little area of the beach, Pierpont, where we lived. I mean, it was like, at the time, I did not hate it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, girl, you had that coming.
You know, in Santa Barbara, my boyfriend, the same boyfriend I live with this other liar, liar, pants on fire, we lived in Santa Barbara for a while, and he was going to college at UCSB, and I was working at Outback and I was saving all my money up, and I would, you know, we had tips, so it was all cash. And I had this little box in his side drawer, like by his bed.
Yeah.
And that's where I would, like, I don't know. We were saving for a trip or something. I think we were going on a cruise, and saving it. And then one day we went and it was gone.
Yeah.
And then I was like, dude, it's somebody in your house. Like, it's somebody that frequents your house. It's somebody that lives with you. It's somebody. Yeah. So we set up, and this is in, I think, 2000. So the day and age of secret cameras was not a thing, really.
Yeah.
But we set up a video camera and recorded, and we saw it was his roommate freaking stealing my money. And he wouldn't steal all of it. He would steal enough where, like, I could tell, but I wouldn't notice. Like, he thought I wouldn't notice, right?
Yeah.
And so we caught him on camera, and then my boyfriend had a big party, and he goes, hey, everybody sit down. I want to show you this video. And the guy was there, right? Pops it in and shows the entire party him stealing my shit.
So gnarly. Now that shit kind of like freaks me out. Like, what if that guy had a gun and you humiliated him?
Yes. Okay. So, right. I probably would not do that now, especially. And sometimes I think because we do too much true crime, like we think about these things more often. But yes, he obviously was unstable of a person. Probably not the smartest idea to do that. In this day and age. But I think it was fine then.
Yeah.
I'm sure he learned his lesson.
Yeah, I'm sure he learned his lesson. But I do. You got to be careful. You know what's funny about this Amy girl is that she. So that happened, gosh, that must have happened in like 1996. And then whenever Facebook came out, she friended me on Facebook. And I was like, oh, I mean, I don't have hard feelings for her. I was like, oh, okay. And she wrote me like, is this the same Gretchen I used to hang out with in San Diego?
Oh, and then gosh.
And then one day she just, you know, unfriended me. Like, I don't know, maybe she had a memory or something. And I thought about her like years later, and like, I can't find her on Facebook anymore. I think it's like you, if you're one of those people that has a lot of, you know,
baggage.
Yeah. You can't, you can't really be on social media.
Yeah.
Cause people be finding you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You are probably right.
Okay. Well, that was quite the side trip. So back to the case. Okay. So all these men have come forward about Arabella, right? And the one had actually sued her for fraud by deception. And so with this new information, police decided to investigate the allegations more thoroughly. And they decided 2 months after Josh had been charged with assault to drop the charges. So, you know, Arabella, like, this was big news over there, right?
Yeah.
So that's when she became the Amber Heard of Australia, right? Which just sucks because, I mean, it's like 99.9% of women, I think, are not liars about domestic violence, but some do lie. And when they do, it hurts all those legit victims' credibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's so awful to lie about stuff like this, but clearly she is really troubled and delusional.
Right.
So she gave an interview to Australia's 60 Minutes, and I think she's so delusional, like she actually thought it was going to go her way, but it didn't. They just demolished all of her stories. She would say things to the reporter that was interviewing her, like, I don't know, you tell me. That was like her line. And he's like, what do you mean? Like, I don't know how to tell you you had cancer. Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it was bad. Okay. But of course, she looked amazing. Right. Which is crazy because she's complained publicly about the interview lighting. She says they did it on purpose to make her look terrible and it made her spray tan look way too dark. Which is like a really interesting thing to complain about because I think what you would complain about is how you came across. Like maybe like say it was bad editing or they didn't make me aware of these questions or something. Because you looked very bad in the way that you were speaking, not how you looked physically. Okay, I am going to play you my favorite clip.
You've had cervical cancer twice, 2 brain tumors, ovarian cancer, 3 miscarriages, your mother's died 3 times and your sister's died. I mean, if we ignore the fact that's completely impossible, gee, you've had some bad luck.
Yeah, I would say more than bad luck.
Okay, so in the interview, she wore a black pantsuit with a like a white camisole underneath and a very large gold cross. Which I don't think this was a good outfit choice for her. I mean, the cross is like super overkill, right? I would have advised her to go another way. Like, I think she should have worn a form-fitting, like high-neck dress. Like, be conservative, but don't pretend like you're not a sex pot.
Right.
You know, it's not believable.
Right. It's like that Jodi Arias.
You know, people really should consult me. I feel like I have a gift for telling them how they should do their hair, what they should wear, stuff like that. The interview is pretty off the chain, but the part of it that might just make you spit out your ranch water is when the interviewer asks her, so, hey, what happened to those twins you were pregnant with the last time? Right? Remember, she hasn't lost those yet. So she said in December, when she would have been more than 6 months pregnant, she decided to terminate the pregnancy.
Oh, come on.
Can you? What doctor would even do that?
No one.
No one. I mean, really, does not quit. Not under these circumstances, because me and my boyfriend are not getting along. Like, I don't, like, no. I don't think so. And imagine, 6 months pregnant with twins, you are the size of a 9-month pregnant with a single baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I just think it's like obscene to even joke about that.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. So I read she went on an Australian reality show and I couldn't find it to like watch it. But on the show, I guess, you know, that she finally admitted that she faked some pregnancies in her past. but she did it because she was afraid Josh would break up with her. Apparently, from September 2019 to February 2020, she was employed as a receptionist at a medical clinic. And this March, she was charged with theft from the two branches that she worked at. The charges say that she stole $35,785 from the rheumatology specialist care in Sydney South and $16,565 from the clinic's Randwick branch. I mean, at first I was like pretty impressed that she was working.
Mm-hmm.
But she was stealing. Okay. So another update is she gave another televised interview recently to promote her newest venture, which is amazing.
OnlyFans. OnlyFans.
No, no, oh. No. Celebrity boxing.
That's why you said Amber Heard should do that.
Yes, I'm sure it all got in my head. Okay.
Yeah.
She is the same old Arabella. Like, she's like very evasive. Like, she was in the 60 Minutes interview. But anyways, in the interview, she did admit that she's like, yes, I've told some white lies in my past. Everyone does it. And she's learned from them. Like, I mean, I would hope she's learned from them. But girlfriend, those are bigger than white lies.
Those are huge. Not okay. You're taking advantage of people. You're also
playing,
like,
with their emotions.
Yeah, it's not okay.
Yeah. So she competed in the celebrity boxing match against some other like Instagram influencer over there, and she won. Her outfit of choice was interesting. I sent you a picture of what she wore to the weigh-in. It's like black string lingerie. She looks amazing, but it seems to me that it would have been more appropriate to wear something, even if it was equally as skimpy, that looked like a swimsuit. This is straight up lace lingerie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
She looks like Demi Moore.
She does. She's got like a very chiseled kind of look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then what she wore to the actual boxing match, it looks from afar like traditional boxing shorts. You know, she's got the big thick belt around her stomach like they wear.
Yeah.
But what it actually is like pieces of fabric sewn to the big belt. So it's like a skirt. So when she's fighting, the flaps go a flapping and then you see her ass. Which no one is complaining about, right?
Yeah.
She had her ass in the G string. Yeah.
Complain about that ass. I'll say that.
Yeah. So as for Josh, he is still playing rugby, but he plays in the UK now. And he has a new girlfriend named Brittany. And she's a total disco biscuit from what I can tell. I mean, how can you go wrong with a girl named Brittany?
Mm-hmm.
And so I wish them the best. That's a WAP.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
So, I mean, isn't that interesting? I mean, it's very similar to Johnny and Amber.
It is really similar. I'm sure there's a ton of people that have situations like this.
Yeah, it is really unfortunate. I hope that all of this teaches people, I mean, I don't think that the people with these conditions have a conscience, but like, don't lie.
Right.
You're making it so awful for everyone else. Because we don't want to go back to where like the police don't believe women.
Right.
I hope everyone's enjoying their week. Hopefully I'm in Hawaii.
You better be in Hawaii. You best be. When is this coming out?
I don't know.
One of the Thursdays.
Yeah.
So it's Thursday and I better be, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to be. But you guys, we're going. My daughter was invited with her basketball team to go on a international basketball tournament. So it's really awesome. They raised money. They did, you know, they sold stuff. And about, I think it's maybe like six different basketball teams from the Dallas area are going, and their families. And they make it really convenient and pretty affordable for going all the way to Spain. So it's a pretty, it's a, I think, and I was asking, because everybody's like, oh, she must be like amazing at basketball, which she's good. She's really good at basketball, but she's not, you know, Shaquille O'Neal by any means. And so I was a little bit worried going to compete with all these other people that are going all around the world.
No, but it's, they just said the, it's experience.
Not, yeah, they said it's not like that. Our coach was like, no, I've done this many times. He played international professionally. And so he was like, no, it's just, it's all about the experience. It's not about being the best of the best. It's just going there, getting to play with people from all over the world. People are coming from Lithuania and every part of like Europe and United States and portions of Africa. And so it's cool, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be a really amazing experience. So we're excited about it. And who doesn't like
Spanish
food?
And I'm excited. You know, I went to Spain when I was young with my grandma, and I was not a fan. I would be a fan now.
Oh, you would love it now.
Yeah. I was like, what is this? Like, they brought out, like, the appetizer was like, you know, cantaloupe wrapped in the prosciutto. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Oh my God, my boys are going to die. They are not. Maybe Colton will try stuff, but Caden, you know, he just, it's like, give me a grilled cheese with white bread and American cheese. That's
you
it.
Can get that. They call it tostas, and they serve it at like all the, like the, you know, the like coffee shops or whatever. Yeah. It's like serve a little food, and it's like a toasted grilled cheese. I ate a lot
good.
Of those.
Because it's seriously, that's,
I was
I don't
with
know
my grandma, and she went to like, she rolled a little fancy. Like, we went to a dinner. I mean, I kind of like closed myself off to being open to the food after this dinner, because they served everyone fetal pig. It's like a thing over there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, it's a unborn baby pig. The whole fucking pig comes to you.
Oh no.
So I was like, I don't know what I thought, like naively thought Spanish food was like Mexican food. I was like, where's the beans and rice, yo? You know?
And it's so, like the tapas and.
Yeah. And so I was like 20. So I was like, oh, I need more of those tostas and Pringles and, you know, like whatever. I would do a much better job now.
Yes. I went before on absolutely no money. I mean, we stayed in like the $6 hostel.
Yeah.
And ate from the grocery store down the road, you know? Yeah. So I'm excited to actually go and experience it with a little bit more money to buy actual food and stay in a hotel. Yes. Anyways, I am off to do my summer duties. And, you know, I'm sure you guys are all keeping up with the camps or doing your own camp at your house, because I know a lot of us are doing that, trying to entertain our children.
Oh, the lake.
And if you don't have children, then you're just enjoying your summer. Hopefully it's warm and you can find a pool somewhere.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't rated or reviewed us yet on Apple Podcasts, we really appreciate if you do. It's really easy. Just, you know, go to our main page on Apple, and then you can click, you know, 5-star if you would like. And you can write us a little note. We read them all. And we appreciate them, and we take note. Anyways, clink, clink.
Clink, clink.